on the wrong side of the war. They suffered, not because they differed with the revolutionaries over theory, but because they differed with the revolutionaries over facts. For these people, the grievances listed in the Declaration easily constituted its most significant part. That was the 18th century's perspective. But here we are, 200 years later, looking back on the lost world of Thomas Jefferson. The thinking behind the Declaration is no longer so obvious to us. We need to understand the mindset of remarkable Americans like Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and others. We want to know the values and ideas which motivated them to revolt against a mighty imperial power. This is why the ideas contained in the second paragraph receive more attention today than the list of grievances. The second paragraph, probably the most famous paragraph in the history of American literature, allows us to peer into the minds of the founding fathers. When it came to political theory, Thomas Jefferson was one of the best-read delegates of the Second Continental Congress. This is part of the reason he was chosen to write the Declaration of Independence. Jefferson freely acknowledged the writers who influenced him, and many of these fall into what he called the Whig tradition. Whig, as you may know, was the name of a political party in England. But this is not what Jefferson meant by Whig. He meant not a party, but a political tradition originating in England around the 1640s. This decade saw growing opposition to absolute monarchy, leading to the English Civil War, the execution of Charles I in 1649, and the establishment of a short